This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 44 for Wednesday, September 1st. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are mostly lower on Wednesday, but again with prices coming well off of earlier lows and with gains in some of the more deferred positions. The November canola contract loses $4.50 at $8.90.80 per ton. The January contract is down $4.30 at $8.76.10 per ton. Additional pressure comes from losses in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed. Despite the downward trend in the markets, an analyst says that canola cash prices could remain strong if there's enough demand from buyers. The Canadian dollar is unchanged, with the loonie at 79.26 U.S. cents. How things are changing weather-wise, the prairies is switching from hot and dry conditions to rain delaying the region's harvest. Crops ready to be combined could see their quality slip due to the moisture. Manitoba reports its harvest is 35% complete, and Saskatchewan issues its weekly crop report tomorrow, with Alberta's to come Friday. The rain is also aiding the development of soybean and corn crops, such as those in the United States Midwest. The fallout from Hurricane Ida continues to be felt as shipments are being delayed. A number of loading facilities along the Mississippi River remain damaged. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its monthly reports on fats and oils, as well as grain crushings, at 2 p.m. CDT. The average trade guesses have the July soybean crush at about 165 million bushels and corn for ethanol production in July at around 449 million bushels. And today marks the new crop year for U.S. soybeans and corn. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures continue to be weaker on Wednesday. The November contract retreats 15 cents at $12.78 per bushel. October soy oil is down almost 0.8 of a cent at 58.89 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal pulls back $2.30 at $3.40.80 per short ton. Corn futures are weaker as well on Wednesday. The December contract falls 11.5 cents at $5.23 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly lower, with the December contract down 2 cents at $5.5. Wheat futures are down on Wednesday. Chicago December falls 8 cents at 7.14. Kansas City December also drops 8 cents at 7.04. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is down 6 cents at 8.97. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, September 1st. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.